The word today is sinful. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Most of the time, we would like to think of ourselves as good people. Yet, we all sin many times a day. Occasionally, we commit a sin which has horrible consequences in our life. At such times, we need the mercy of God more than ever. Jesus received sinners and brought them forgiveness and a new start with God. Here to teach us more is Bible authority Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Sinful.
As a person becomes more familiar with the gospel of Jesus Christ, as you begin to look into the Bible and see his life, it becomes evident how much hatred was directed at Jesus. There were individuals who constantly wanted to take him down, to belittle him, to oppose him. One of those examples of the kind of hatred and antagonism that Jesus had to face took place in the book of John, chapter 8, where there was a so-called sting operation, a secret plan to try to trap Jesus in his words. It goes like this. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and at dawn he appeared again in the temple courts where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." None of us likes to have our sins paraded publicly. It would be one of the most humiliating and frustrating things for us to have everyone know our weaknesses and our faults. How horrible it must have been for this woman to be brought in front of a group of spiritual religious authorities to judge her literally on the spot. There's an interesting situation here, and that is how wretchedly this woman was treated in terms of the law. Notice that it takes two individuals to commit adultery, and yet there's no man brought in on charges. In fact, the enemies of Jesus seem so intent on getting after him that they will try any way they can. In fact, it's thought that they may have even been behind this situation, trapping this woman. We don't know for sure, but the bottom line was that this woman was singled out and the man was left to go free, seemingly. In many parts of the world, women are treated unfairly. Many times they have extra burdens or are treated shamefully by men, and here was a good case of it. Notice, however, though, that Jesus defends this woman against these awful accusations. And that is how it goes with Christianity. Jesus actually promotes respect of women. Jesus elevates the status of women. He talks with them and respects them, whereas many cultures in our world demean women and abuse women. Christianity always has stood for elevating the status of women in the world. This is something that we can't be grateful enough for. And then we see that this woman is brought to Jesus as a means of these Pharisees and teachers of the law, these religious enemies of Jesus. They want to get at him. They want to try to put him in a no-win situation. The situation is that if Jesus agrees with the law, that is what was said in the Old Testament, the law of Moses, and indeed the law did say that individuals who committed adultery should be stoned, should die, they should have capital punishment, then he is going to have this woman condemned. That would jeopardize his standing with people who loved him because he befriended sinners and gave them another chance. So on the one hand, Jesus' enemies are trying to wreck his reputation as a friend of sinners. On the other hand, if he goes against the law of Moses, then he is opposing the law of God. So what is he supposed to do here? Well, knowing that Christ is divine and knowing that he is flawless, sinless, he has the perfect answer. He throws the question back in the face of the accusers. If you can say that you are without sin, then go ahead. You go ahead and stone her. Obviously, these men then realize that they themselves are sinners and that they can hardly stand with an arrogant attitude and condemn this woman when they also have committed sins. It's very interesting how Jesus bends down and writes on the ground. We really have no clue what he wrote with his finger, but some have speculated that he may have started writing out the secret sins of these men who stood around waiting to condemn this woman. We don't know that for sure, but that certainly would have gotten their attention. One thing that we need to understand is that Jesus did not come in order to condemn. Jesus came to save. Now, when there were arrogant and self-righteous individuals, Christ opposed them, just as he opposed the Pharisees and the teachers of the law here. But his primary goal in coming to this earth was to seek and to save the lost. Jesus describes himself as a good shepherd. He is looking to lead the sheep. He is looking to deliver us from our enemies, Satan, the sinful world, and our own sinful flesh. He wants to seek those that need salvation. He even described it once that those who are healthy don't need a doctor, but it's the ill, the sick, that need a doctor. Well, here comes Dr. Jesus, so to speak, to bring the cure for sin, the forgiveness of God. Now, one thing we need to understand is that none of us can sit in judgment on others. None of us are so perfect that we can, in arrogance, say that we are more pure or we are more holy than other people. When you start getting that kind of attitude, you begin to get arrogant and self-righteous. And then you look at others and you will condemn them for their sin, when in fact you yourself are a sinner. This is the thing we all need to understand, is that God weighs the heart and the mind. And just because you haven't run out and committed adultery, or just because you haven't stolen, doesn't mean that you are pure in your intent and in your mind. You've had wicked, evil thoughts. You've succumbed to temptations internally, if not externally. And this is why none of us are in a position to condemn someone else with a hard heart, with an unwillingness to forgive. That's one of the biggest lessons that Jesus teaches us here, because if there was ever anyone who had the capacity, if there was ever a person who would have been right and just in condemning this woman, it would have been Jesus. He had no sin. The people that stood there accusing the woman had nothing to throw at him, and yet He chooses to forgive. This is the critical thing about the love of God. He is in a position to condemn. He is in a position to damn us if he wishes. But instead, he chooses to visit us with forgiveness, with his grace, instead of his wrath. That's why Jesus said to this woman, "Neither do I condemn you." But notice, he calls for a change in heart. He calls for repentance, which means turning from sin. He tells the woman, "Go now and leave your life of sin." When God has brought you forgiveness, when he has chosen to forgive you, you need to make the turn from your sin. You need to leave it behind. This calls for prayer. This calls for asking the Holy Spirit to help you see temptations and avoid them. When you do this, you will find blessings and restoration from God. We need to realize that in this account, the primary lesson is that humans often are quick to judge and condemn. Now, in this particular case, they were trying to do this to get at Jesus and to ruin his ministry. But we often are tempted to stand self-righteously and condemn other people for their sins, which we know. We really don't have a right to do that. If we want to encourage them in love to repent and leave their sin, that's one thing. But who are you to sit there and point the finger and say they deserve God's judgment? You deserve it as well. So we need to have an attitude of thankfulness, of humility for receiving the forgiveness of God, instead of arrogance and looking at other people. In the end, God does not wish to damn people, but to save them. We need to admit our own sin, to be humble and contrite before God. And in so doing, we will be more like the woman who is humbled in her sin and receives the fantastic news that God is not going to condemn us. Take that same attitude and treat other people accordingly, because we are not perfect and cannot earn God's forgiveness and mercy. It can only come through the gracious words of forgiveness in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.